Yeah, Bryan Adams, Can't Stop This Thing We Started. Yeah, too late now, you know. We've started now. That's it. We got to keep going till the end.
Oh, that's true.
We're here till 10 o'clock, whether you like it or not.
And so we're nearly there. It's Friday anyway. Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim, I'm so sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, because we actually had WhatsApps in from the two Dans back to back.
Oh, no way.
Both Dans back to back. First Dan.
At least one of them's a nice fella.
Original Dan was on to say, "Morning, Jim and Man Flu Man."
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday. Whereas the other Dan just went with, "Happy Friday, guys, and 'tis freezing in Newtown Shandra."
It's very nippy. Oh, it's freezing now in Newtown Shandra.
Weather in Newtown Sandrum is Newtown Sandrum. In fact, everything that happens in Newtown Sandrum is fantastic.
It is, yeah. It's
because you can always put it in a song.
Everything
We've
goes in.
We've had sketchy roads. Now it's freezing.
And there was another one.
There was probably another one in there as well. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
But whatever happens in Newtown.
Commuting to work.
Probably. Anyway, so there we go. Yes, as you can hear, my learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher, still suffering with the dreaded nasal.
I didn't get a bloody wink of sleep last
night. Enough?
No, with me nasal passages completely overwhelmed with goo.
Yeah.
It was
English
horrible.
Ian was wondering as well. Morning, lads. How's sick note, PJ?
Not great, thank you very much. Although I think you're being a bit facetious.
I don't think he was being over-sympathetic.
Well, I tell you something, you're going to hear all about it.
Whether you like it or not, unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, God, there's some, is that someone texting in a picture? What's it say? Man up, princess. Well, I tell you.
That was from yesterday. That was JP
yesterday. It is,
yeah.
Look.
Today he was just texting in about having heard the After Show yesterday, which again, funnily enough, involved PJ complaining a lot about his bodily functions.
I see his text there now. Yeah. Ironic, PJ told me to go and shite myself.
So, I mean, you know, if you were to look into it, you would see a theme among many of the kind of broadcasts that we do in various ways.
Yeah, that's
PJ
enough of that
does
now.
Like a platform to tell the world about his ailments.
Well, that's the... I think I'm going to have to back off on the backstop, if you know what I mean, from now on when it comes...
Well, to be honest with you, if you hear the After Show show, you're in dire need of a backstop.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or have been in the past.
Have been in the past, yeah. Come on now, Jeebus. It's all nasal today.
Thank God it's upper body today.
All the other cavities are well and truly sorted.
Derek and Swords is wondering, are we going to have a bet on the old Grand National?
I'd say so. I was chatting to my ma about it there yesterday. She was telling me it's on late, isn't it? It's always on like 5:15.
Yeah, thereabouts, that neck of the woods.
I always thought it was earlier than that, but I was chatting to her there. And she's mad for it now. She's looking at everything already. She can't wait.
Has she any tips? Because let's face it, after what happened with Ken Doherty at Cheltenham, your ma's as good a bet as any, really.
Well, I tell you something, she's great at picking winners. Well, we should have got me ma on.
Why don't we do that?
She had a load of winners in Cheltenham. And it was a Cheltenham that was spectacularly
bad. She must be the only person.
The punter. Yeah. Yeah. So she was very good, yeah.
Right, Derek, we'll see if we can check in with PJ's ma and let you know what the story there is. Somebody loving the fact that we had a bit of Bryan Adams to start us off this morning. Things that that Babs and Shannon, I think, enjoying that. What's this? Lads, have a listen to this Mayo bloke. Listen off air because the language is a bit colourful.
Oh, jeepers.
Sean.
Oh, I've seen this video. Yeah, he's the biggest Mayo fan in the world. It's actually hilarious.
Right, okay.
Yeah, oh, jeepers, I clicked on it there by accident. Sorry about that. he's insane. It's great stuff.
Alan in Dublin has entered into your weird world. He's now wishing you a happy birthday 13 days in advance.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be a long road.
Good on you, Alan. You know the deal. You know how important the birthdays are.
It's going to be a long road.
It's going to be a long road. A long and winding road, but trust me, it'll be worth it. I'll be having a great day.
Pad the Plasterer's back on. I haven't heard from him in ages. Pad the Plasterer. I thought he went missing in action.
Yeah, didn't know. Yeah.
He hasn't been around for
ages. Hope you're well. Yeah. Maybe he had a nasal problem as well, and he's only just recovering, if that's the case. It's my heart and soul is with you, Pat.
Oh, my God.
My heart and soul is with you.
It's down the road.
I understand. Many
rail.
Don't.
I assume he's talking about Newtown Shandrum. It's down the road from Dunarail.
It's down,
however you pronounce that. I know, I'm pronouncing that wrong, but what do you expect? I'm a dub, for God's sake.
Sure, pronounce it your own way.
Yeah.
Dunarally. It's definitely Dunarally. Donny Rally.
Lar Barr checking in as well.
How you, Lar Barr? How you doing, Lar Barr?
He's off next week, so don't do anything, he said.
What do you mean?
If PJ doesn't make it, let me know the arrangements. Yeah.
Oh.
If PJ passes Lar Barr while you're away, we'll hold off on the cremation and all.
Tell you something, Lar Barr, you're some misery man now, just not Lar Barr.
He's off in his jollies. He's in fine flying form.
I know, yeah, jeepers, yeah. Yeah. Where does Alarbar go? Casablanca.
My God, even Margaret's taking a day off. I mean, I thought Margaret
what?
Never took a day off.
Margaret!
Everybody, it's unbelievable. Oh, she's on a day off today as well.
Good on you, Margaret.
Oh, shocking, carry on.
Good on you, Margaret, you taking the day off.
Having days off.
You should all take a day off, because I tell you, there's a very bad dose coming out. Very bad. I don't know how, I mean... I'm experiencing it firsthand, and you shouldn't be. You should be avoiding it. It's very bad.
Mercy from Duffy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, folks. A fabulous Friday here at Classic Hits. 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. We're about to get stuck into the birthdays across Friday and Saturday. Well, actually, there's only one from the Saturday.
Oh, really?
I'll save him to last, okay?
Okay, let's do this.
Let's get stuck in. Here we go.
I'm feeling very sick, so I could do it a day off.
Oh, for God's sake.
So let's do it, yeah.
I mean, I literally played Duffy. I'm begging you for mercy. Will you please stop complaining?
I'm begging for mercy. I am. I'm not.
Actually, my God, is that my nose starting to run?
Oh, Jesus. You're in so... Oh, God.
No, come on. Right, here we go. This is it. Legend to start. Right, music legend. You'll get this one. I know you will. Okay? Agnetha Fältskog.
Fältskog.
Oh, for God's sake. He couldn't even...
Is that her name? Fältskog.
Fältskog.
That's the one from Agnetha from ABBA.
The blonde one.
And her name is Fältskog. How did I know?
Agnetha Fältskog.
How did I not know her name was Fältskog up until now? What a great name that is.
Yeah.
Sounds like a mechanic.
She's the one that's the kind of, like a, I was going to say hermit. She's the one that's the kind of, isn't she?
I think she is.
Likes her own. Actually, you and her get on like a house on fire. I mean, obviously, you'd never see each other.
But. Yeah, which would be a perfect relationship for the both of us, I'd say.
Yeah. She enjoys kind of stepping away from the limelight, having a bit of me time.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? Yeah. So she's like lives in the woods, eating in a gingerbread house and eats local kids and then they go past. I think she's that kind of lifestyle now, hasn't she? Since she left ABBA. It's like the Wicked Witch of the Swedish forest.
That's brilliant.
A little bit of a, yeah, she's up there. The Wicked Witch Fältskog is up there. She's eating all the nippers when they go into the woods. That's what they threaten people with in Sweden. They're going, if you don't sleep, the Wicked Witch of Fältskog will eat you. That's what they say to all the kids there.
Remember that bloke texted to say that you'd be the grumpy bloke on your road?
Yeah.
Imagine if you found out that, like, your neighbours were telling the local kids about old man Gallagher.
I know. That's happened. You know.
Don't, whatever you do, don't go near old man Gallagher.
Don't hit cranky old.
And whatever you do, stay away from old man Gallagher's bins.
People said he used to eat people during the war. No. Yeah. Although, you know what I hate, actually, now, on a side note, but I do hate, and it's happened to me, well, it's actually happened to me twice before. You know, when the kid's being a little bit bold?
Yeah.
And then the mammy goes, look, that man over there is going to do something, or he's going to get you. You know, that way.
Oh, and you're used as a threat
and
to a
child. And I've been the man twice, yeah. Twice I've been the man.
Yeah. See that man over there with the very funny mustache?
Yeah.
If you ever see a man like that, immediately tell a guard.
Yeah, and the first time I didn't know what to do. The first time I waved a finger at the kid and went, oh, like that. And the kid stopped. And the second time I went, no, I'm not having this. And I went to the kid, I'm not going to do anything.
I'm not doing anything. Your ma's a liar.
I didn't say that. But I did say I don't even work here. And walked off with a smile on my face. So I was there, do what you like. I was there, you know. Now I don't know which one was
now
worse.
Now you've let the mother down there now.
I'd rather let the mother down than a bold kid. I can feel. I feel how the bold kid feels.
I have empathy with a bold kid.
You know what I mean? Empathy with a bold kid and the Wicked Witch of Sweden who lives in the wood.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to say she's 73.
69.
Ah, fart off.
69. Right, do you want to stay on music or do you want to go sporty?
I'll stay on music for now. I'll try and finish strong on the sport.
A song that we should be actually playing today for the day that's in it, being a Friday and all the rest of it. Pharrell Williams, the happy man.
That's the only reason I know him. I feel so happy, even though I'm driving you mad with the song that never ends. I'm so happy, every radio station
it is one of those.
I'm right there to the end.
It does pick you up a little bit.
But it's just, it went on, it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's one of those things that you hear the first 100 times and you think, that's a great little jingle, that one now.
Yeah.
Grand little ditty.
And then the problem is that everybody who wants to use it, like on a promo or an ad.
It was a little thing on the telly. Everywhere.
Yeah. Anything to do with happiness.
Here's the new, what we'll do. Here's a new ad for those crisps. I like, when you eat them, you're happy. When you put them in your mouth and they melt into the spout. You're like, oh, jeebus. And you get something like.
And they melt into the spout.
I don't know, man. I'm making up jingles on the spot. I'm sick, Jim. My mouth's like a spout. I'm not well. Do you know what I mean? Jeebus, you're being very strict with me. Yeah, they just use it for everything, you know.
Yeah.
Here's the new Nespresso coffee capsules tasted for the summer. And what do you in the summer?
I'm very happy. It's decaffeinated stuff, but it's still black anyway, because I'm so happy.
Oh, you just, you stop it. Stop it.
And he's going to be a tough one to pin an age
on. Because I have no idea what he looks like. Oh, what age
is he? But he's very young looking. He's kind of got that, you know, eternally young looking thing about him.
Is he young? He's 33 then. I have no rashers.
He's actually 46.
Whoa!
He's actually 46. That's what, but he does, to be fair to you, he does look much younger than that.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't know if he walked into the room.
But you know why it is?
Why?
Because he's happy.
That's what happens when you're old but you feel young. You look like you're happy.
Right. Another bloke who is not happy but is in your game, because he actually makes a living out of looking like he's old and grumpy and sort of a bit down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Stuart Lee.
Stuart Lee, yeah.
Yeah, the 41st best comedian in the world, he was voted once.
Yeah, that's what he's... It's amazing. I've geeked with Stuart Lee and everything a couple of times in the Ivy Gardens.
Right?
He's actually a really nice fella, yeah.
Is he? I really like him. There's something about his comedy. I wouldn't normally... Actually, no, I would. Because I like Jack D as well.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I like Stuart Lee.
Yeah, he's very good, yeah. He's Canadian, isn't he? Yeah, is that him?
I always thought he was English.
Oh, hold on. Am I thinking of the right fella at all? Now we know. Oh, gee.
Well, at least if you're thinking of the wrong fella, then there's every chance you'll get this right.
Hold on now. Oh, yeah. See the guy? Yeah. I don't know Stuart Lee. Yeah.
You were thinking of somebody else?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I know who you're thinking of. Oh, my God. I don't know who he is. What does he do?
He's a stand-up comedian. The 41st best stand-up comedian in the world.
Really?
He had a show called that because it was such a bizarre thing to get voted.
I haven't a riddler's what age.
Are you serious? You know, he's an English comic. He's real droll.
Yeah,
real
I'm looking at a picture of him. Jeepers, that's mad. Oh, no, hold on, that's not him. That's an Asian man in a Ryanair plane. How did I get that? That's an Asian man in a Ryanair plane. Look at him. Guys, okay, yeah, right, now I really don't know who he is.
You're nailed this. How old is Stuart Lee comedian?
55.
Oh, 51.
You're joking.
51.
Ah, close.
Close.
But no cigar.
Right, what about footballers? I have one more after this, right, but very quickly, John Hartson.
Oh, John Hartson, Celtic legend.
Yeah, Celtic legend, played for West Ham, known as a bit of a hard man, and then, of course, rightly so, became famous for having... successfully beaten cancer. Went through a horrendous time.
Fair play to him, yeah.
And he beat it. Came out the other side of
it. He's a gas man as well. He is a gas man. He did remember last year he came out with that cracker. He goes, having played for West Ham and Celtic. No offence to either club, by the way.
Right.
I quite like West Ham. And when it comes, well, I'm not mad about Celtic, but you know, you'd have to prefer them to the other shower. And he came out last year and says, if I was playing today, I'd be worth 85 million.
No, you wouldn't. No, well, yeah. Yeah, you might be a slight. I mean, don't get me wrong, John. You're a nice fella and all, but
I'll tell you something. And you're very funny and all, John. And you're a great battler.
Yeah,
and you are fantastic for your clubs.
Yeah, and I'm sure Welsh people love you.
But there ain't no West Ham or Celtic player going for 85 million. There ain't none of that happening. But he's a gas man. He was actually in the news last week, having to go at the Rangers again.
He's
Celtic to the bone, like, having to get, because they lost to the Old Firm last week, and they lost it in dramatic circumstances, you know. And he was throwing a bit of shade, thinking it was very funny and all. He's a bit of a cheeky character.
Yeah.
Seems to get a lot of joy in life. I like him. I think he's around the same age as me, because I remember looking at him and thinking, yeah, I wonder if we could play, and then realised that I was imagining things. I think he's like about 45.
Oh, man, why didn't you go with your original instinct?
Oh, fart, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's 44.
Unbelievable. I thought, the minute you said, I think he's the same age as me, I thought, he's got it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Fart, I thought he was already 44.
Right, okay. Well. Last chance to redeem yourself, right? Because it's this bloke's birthday.
This is my real life. This is what I do. I mean, I spend my days making beds, making cushions, you know, putting on my lycra to do my housework. Things that make me smile, making sure my dad's not dead.
There you go. That's
making sure my dad's not dead. What a weird way of saying this. That's Louis Spence.
It is Louis Spence.
Oh, he's such a great fella.
To be fair, he's hilarious.
He is one of the funny, most naturally hilarious blokes you'll ever see on television.
Exactly.
He's such a mincer.
Literally became a huge star off the back of that reality show.
Oh, he did. Pineapple Dance Studios, whatever it was. And what a great show it was.
Yeah.
Really was.
And then he just became this phenomenal
megastar. Like a megastar.
So, like, he'd obviously been doing that job quite happily probably for years. Like, is it his studio or something?
No, he works in the studio.
He just worked there.
He's like, he's really, really got like a proper credible background. Like, he's choreographed from Madonna and like he's done everything. Like, he really is the real deal. He started teaching them when he just got a bit too old for it.
Yeah.
And that's when he got discovered, so to speak. And God, he's a gas man.
How did anybody ever keep that personality?
He's so
under
funny.
Wraps for so long.
The mincing around him is unbelievable.
Like, and I mean, the man
can walk on him.
He can't do anything understated.
No, he can't.
Everything
no.
has to be completely over the
he
top.
He couldn't cut a steak without making a scene.
Yeah, without like, a small routine. Without
a scene of someone's description.
Yeah, there'd have to be a ta-da.
Ta-da. Yeah, there'd have to be as a spin. Like, it's just amazing. Oh, I think he's a gas man. I'm a big fan of his. I love his
right,
mad
so
head.
So, I tell you what I'm going to do.
If John Hartson was gay, he'd look exactly like him, actually. The two of them are very similar, aren't they?
I think Hartson might be a bit taller.
Although I'd love to see Louis Spence playing for Celtic. Imagine the gold celebrations. Old Firm, take that pirouette, flying.
Chasse.
You're taking that. Come on, you of boys.
It would be an amazing goal to witness. Oh. Right, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. It's a fabulous Friday, a feel-good Friday, a happy Friday. You like Louis Spence, I'm going to give you this one because it is a significant birthday
He's
for Louis
50.
Spence. How old is he?
50.
Yes,
50.
He is.
Pirouette, lying on the ground, doing the robot.
Jennifer Lopez, Ain't It Funny, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Nearly 25 to 7, we're dead late with headlines. You'll have to apologise to John for your Louis Spence rant.
Sorry, I kept going. I apologise, John. I got carried away with Louis Spence.
I told that, it was fascinating.
Yeah.
It really was.
I can tell you're a big, big
absolutely
fan.
Absolutely thrilled.
Absolutely. Right, apologies again. A little late with the headlines. Here's John. John, thanks a million, John. 6:37. How are you? Happy Friday to you.
Many happy returns. Is that what they say down the country, you know, when you get a greeting?
Many happy returns.
Many happy returns. You only have now. How are you getting on? You know, as they say in most areas, in a very politically neutral way.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's your Friday got in
there
store?
There is a good disclaimer. Huh? Sorry?
Oh, what's your Friday got in store? Or your weekend, for that matter?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest, which I'm going to play it by ear, see what money is left in the account, you know, after the usual plundering by various organisations.
John makes it sound like he's the international bank that's being raided constantly by...
Yeah, it's more like Vikings, you know, when they, back in the day, the stories were told, you know, where they went around...
Pillaging
and other things that we can't say, beginning with the word... No, I won't say it, sorry. Yeah. We're going around to... like monasteries and that kind of thing, and those poor fellas working away, beavering away, making manuscripts, pieces of art, working, creating genius, and then they just robbed it. They just took it from
rob it and wrecked the place on the way out.
They're all called Sven and Jörg and everything like that. Jorgensen or whatever, and all these poor lads trying their best.
I tell you, that's the greatest analogy ever. John's compared his work to sort of that of ancient monasteries.
Yeah, because keep the head down and get on with it.
Essentially, that's his weekend.
And compared the taxman to Vikings who come raid his...
Analogies are good. You can make up any old rubbish. And, you know...
Brilliant.
And you can put your positive slant on it anyway.
I just love the idea now of you getting into a brown robe and whittling away on the weekend doing some manuscripts and waiting for the evil
Some large bearded man to come along and bait the bejapers out of you.
And see, that's the difference here. That's the difference. You know, Tara uses a computer and David Lage uses a computer. John does his on manuscripts.
Yeah.
He writes his news out on the manuscripts. So, and then unravels it, unrolls it then to read the news.
So in years to come, the book of John will be, people are going to come and see it.
Yeah.
The Americans queued around the block.
If you're going to do it, go in with 2 feet, huh?
Absolutely. Go big, John. Go big, buddy. Tina Turner, Simply the Best, and Leo Sayre, Thunder in My Heart, ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. A fabulous Friday here at Classic Hits. 14 minutes to 7 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Thanks for waking up happy with us. And 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Dia, good morning to you. Hope I pronounced that right. Actually, Dia is the person that applied to do your big DIY challenge as well.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think. So,
jeepers, yeah, well,
be interested to see if she gets selected.
I got a couple of things in about that yesterday. Actually, we're nearly good to go. And
excellent.
Next couple of weeks, Good Friday we start.
And just in case you're interested, she has put in that she doesn't feel sorry for you.
Really? Really? Well, I tell you something, dear. I will be having a word in the judge's ears. We'll see about that.
There you go. Also, Greg and Ballinasloe, just on the subject of your illness. Says, I think I'm the only one in the country who's feeling 100% this morning, says Greg in Ballinasloe.
Yeah.
But hearing PJ rabbiting on about a sniffle has actually given me a sudden pain in the arse.
Well, I tell you something, Greg. At least you'll be sick for the weekend, he says to me too. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something, Greg. You used to be a nice fella. I know, you're Greg from Ballinasloe. You've been texting a good while. You used to be the nice Greg. And you are no longer the nice Greg.
Why, we don't have any other Gregs.
Well, that means there is no nice Gregs then. If there's any Gregs out there listening, I want Greg them all to know Greg and Ballinasloe has ruined it on the lot of you. He's ruined it on a lot of us.
He's destroyed the Greg name.
Tell you something. Right. Acting like this is no big deal. I am suffering here. Suffering.
Shocking.
That's what, suffering with two big capital Fs in the middle of the word. Suffering. That's what I am.
That's how bad it could be.
Oh, Jim.
I tell you, look, it's still going to be a fabulous Friday despite PJ's suffering or suffering. Because we got loads on the go. We got a chance for you to win some brilliant movie passes, movie premiere for the movie Little. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. Also, as usual, you'd expect a crack at the hit bit. That's on the way just after 7 o'clock. And, of course, the final day to have a crack at getting the whole family away for a bit of an Easter break. Off to Galway to any of the Maldron or Clayton hotels. What do we got on that? 11 to beat, is it?
11. So 12 is the score you need in the breakfast table quiz.
That's
today
all you
take
need.
It away.
A dozen will do it for
Leveled
you.
It yesterday. Very close.
Yeah. So all of that's on the go as well. Plus, we will be nursing PJ through.
Yes,
as best we can.
Yes, getting me through. I mean, you feel free to text in 087-188-0008. What a great guy I am to have made it in while battling against such ill health. I think I should be on the Late Late Show for this. I really do. I should be interviewed. So you were...
How you survived. My battle with snot or whatever. I don't know how you'd even phrase it.
Sir, you were very, very bad and you went into work. Fair play to you. How did that start?
Well, I'll tell you
right. Why was Ronan Keating there? What is he doing?
What do you mean? That's Ryan
Oh, that was Ryan Sorry, right, okay.
You were feeling right. You went there to work to have a good man. Our next guest is a comedian with a very serious problem. He had a ruddy nerves and a bit of a cough, and he's been in work all week. Would you please welcome with his doctor, Mr. Peter Gallagher?
Wow. That would be a ratings winner.
I can't see why it wouldn't be.
So how did it all come about, PJ?
Well, I tell you, Ryan, I woke up in the morning and I was thinking, is that a runny nose or is there a leak in the ceiling? And I says, I think it's my nose. I had a check around. It was a bad start. And then I thought, I'm getting a little bit foggy in the head. Yeah. That's what I thought, yeah.
Do you want us to do like a funding page or anything?
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although the only trouble is, I mean, there's not really much point in raising funds for your treatment because there is no cure for the common cold. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I suppose we could raise funds
Or maybe I'll just start a foundation for the common colds around Ireland. There's a Lemsip. Donate your Lemsip for all the other sufferers out there. I'm not thinking about myself anymore. It's for all the others who may be suffering today.
Yeah. It's too late for you.
They're your brothers and fathers too that have man flu. Don't think about me, think about them.
Wow.
This morning. And donate Lemsip and we'll hand it out. I will probably grab a handful myself, but we'll hand out the rest.
Even in his final moments, he was thinking of others.
Yeah, yeah. Even when I should have been working on the show. Even when I should now be telling you stuff that's interesting. No, I'm telling you this instead.
Yeah, sisters, I don't feel like dancing. Right, what's on the old menu for today then, PJ? What's the plan?
Colin Farrell getting his tattoos removed. One has gone already, which he has quite a lyrical way of describing it, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, right.
I'm standing up for the tattoos this morning, Jim.
That's the way. PJ. Too Funky from George Michael here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday, 5th of April, 11 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Good to have you along. Thank you for that. And also, I don't know why that didn't play there when I... Thank you very much. Colin Farrell, of course, doing the rounds at the moment because of Dumbo. In fact, our own Trina Mara had very...
she had a chat with him.
Very close and personal conversations with Colin Farrell.
She did, yeah, she did. Yeah. She met him on the promotion way. Dumbo, of course, about that wonderful little flying elephant.
Yes.
Who gets... he gets duped a little bit, doesn't he? I think that's what the... If I remember the original, that's what...
Oh, no, don't... It's a spoiler.
I think the original... I think the original story of Dumbo, isn't it? The little elephant.
Don't give the game away now.
Oh, no, don't worry. I won't give away the end. Right. But he gets, he realises he can fly with his ears.
Yes.
And then this fella comes along and he's like, hey, I can make you lots of money and famous. And he takes him to a place called...
Oh, there's always a charlatan
it's
involved.
Called, what's it called? It's like Thunderland or something, but obviously not Thunderland. And they head off that way anyway.
Colin Farrell, of course, is doing the rounds at the moment, promoting that. As I say, he chatted to our very own Trina Mara on Something for the Weekend. Either last weekend or the weekend before, I can't remember now. I think it was last weekend, was it?
I think so, yeah. But he's been since then, he's gone off almost. So he's on the Late Late Show, but not Ryan Tubridy's one.
No, not that one.
No. He was on with James Corden.
Right.
He was over in the States. And he's saying he's getting his tattoos removed. This is his new thing now. He's getting his tattoos removed. He's sort of, you know, he's cleaned up his act an awful lot. He's cut out the drinking and the. What else did you say? This carousing. Remember, that's a word I haven't used in a long time.
Yeah.
The old drinking, the carousing. You know, whatever carousing was supposed to be. He's got rid of it, right? It's gone. And now the next step in the long road back to being a good fella.
To be
apparently,
accepted back into
to be accepted
normal
back
society.
Into normal society is getting rid of the tattoos. And he said he has one of the worst tattoos. Well, it's gone now, but he had one of the worst tattoos ever. He was knocked on the door of a place. In New York, I think it was. He knocked on the door and it was sort of half closed. Someone was in there. He says his mates were off getting some beer. And he walked in. Guy goes, the tattooist isn't here. He's gone. He'll be back in a while. And he goes, nah, you just do it. Right. So your man wasn't even a tattooist.
Oh my God.
And he got a rose on his chest that he described as ending up, it looked like a cat's arse on a chopstick, was what he said.
That was what the rose turned out.
Yeah, that's what it turned out to be.
Wow. To be fair, you could understand him. I mean, there's nothing to do with kind of, you know, having an opinion on tattoos in general, but if something looks like a cat's arse on a chopstick,
yeah,
that's not a commentary on tattooing.
Oh no,
to have that removed.
Maybe that's what people just thought. That's what he asked for. Well, what's that symbolise? It's a cat's arse on a chopstick. You know, maybe that's what people were thinking all the time. Have you seen it? He must be really into cats, or was no mad for chopsticks.
Or chopsticks.
It's an Asian cat's arse and represented by the chopstick, which is like the food of life. You know, people make he can justify that. So he said,
and has he got
James
many?
Gordon,
has he got a lot of tattoos?
He had a few, I think. Yeah, he said he's a long time getting them removed now. He says it's like apples and oranges, he says, because getting them removed is apparently more painful than getting them on in the first place. So it's a long process.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long process. So he's getting it done. Well, leave you. I never understand people that get tattoos removed. Leave them there. There are, like, even bad ones. I've got a three-legged dog, for God's sake. Even bad ones sort of remind you of good times, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or they remind you of a person in a very specific time. I couldn't get them removed anyway. Jeez, I'd have to remove all my skin now at this stage.
Yeah, you'd have to have a skin transplant.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to
just
do a full thing.
But I never understand.
Unzip you from that thing you're in now.
Like, surely somebody seeing a cat's arse and a chopstick in their chest is always going to be a good talking point. Like, if you can see
a
tattoo.
Is that where it was, on his chest?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you can see a tattoo that makes you laugh every time you see it, even if it's terrible, I think it deserves its place on your skin. It's a piece of your history.
I'm surprised that he'd do that as well. I mean, I know, yeah, okay, he's the sort of reformed character and all that, and he's packed in the bad stuff. Or whatever, and the carousing again, whatever.
The carousing, yeah.
But anyway, but I mean, like, all the tattoos removed, that's a bit, is that a bit extreme? Like, what is it? He's,
and
at
it's
the
not
end
as
the,
if.
At the end of it all, what's he. Well, like, what's the advantage going to be to him?
Well, this is it. It's not as if he's going to suddenly not get a job he's after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He gets a job. He said one of the main reasons as well is it gets him an extra 45 minutes in bed. So when he's on. That sounds like it doesn't make sense, but it does. So when he's on movie sets, right, and he has to wear a t-shirt or whatever, they have to spend a lot of time covering up the tattoos. He reckons it takes about 45 minutes.
Right.
So if he gets them all removed, he gets 45 minutes extra in bed when he's doing a movie, if he has to wear a t-shirt. But like...
It's a loose connection,
it's a loose,
that one.
It's a bizarre logic.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's going to... Like, he's... Look, what age is he now? I don't know. Older than me. I don't know. Is no. he? Whatever. He's in his mid-40s.
Oh, he's in his mid-40s.
Yeah, so he's not going to be able to... He's not going to be going for an office job. He's not going to be suddenly going for a job in Bank of Ireland where someone goes, no, I'm afraid you don't fit the bill and I'm not sure why.
And to be fair, based on the work that he's done so far, I don't know how much he's worth. But I suspect... He's not going bankrupt anytime soon.
Anyway, if you've got a cat's arse on your chest, right? It shows you're not afraid of commitment.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? That's I would say that's a sign of a good character. You're getting together with someone and she goes, how do I know that you're not, that this isn't just a bit of fun? How do I know you're ready to commit? I've got a cat's arse on a chopstick tattooed onto my chest.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of anything permanent.
I
don't walk away from that. This is the long one. Now, say what you like. Say what you like about lads who get tattoos on their faces. They are not afraid of commitment. You know what I mean? Those people are not afraid to make a big commitment. Those are the people you... Actually, now I'm decided. I'm not dealing with any bank unless the manager hasn't got a tattoo on his face. That's a man I want. That's a man that has
good luck
my back.
Finding that.
If he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
No matter how stupid, no matter how much he may regret it in the future, he's going to be one of those, I've said it, so I do it, and that's the end of it, people. Actually, now when I say it like that, it's a wonder Theresa May hasn't got a tattoo on her face. The whole Brexit gang.
Yeah, a Brexit tattoo. That'll be our next one.
I meant to stand up for people with tattoos.
I'd love to know what's thinking behind them. Do you think he just got bored? Or do you think he's doing it like for a big statement thing, get rid of them? I think he just got bored.
I think it's part of his cleaning up act. I think it is. I think he's removing what he would see as the badness or the madness of his past. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wants to wake up one day, look at himself in the mirror, in the nude, and appreciate himself the way many women appreciate him, and not just be able to look at that cat's arse and say, that was a bit of a mistake.
No, that's what you should do, really. You should go, because he's the owner of publicity, he's at the getting out of that now. You should go on and say, look, Colin, here, I'll do you a solid. I'll take that cat's arse on a chopstick from you.
And I'll put it on my own chest.
And I'll put it on my own chest.
No problem. Actually, if you have a picture of it, send it to me and I'll get it done.
Yeah, we'll get a copy done.
That used to be on Colin Farrell.
Black Eyed Boy from Texas here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:22. And listen, since we were chatting about movies and Colin Farrell and his cat's arse and a chopstick and all that sort of stuff, right? We have the chance for you to check out a brand new movie. It's called Little. Okay, it's a new comedy all about the price of success, the power of sisterhood, and having a second chance to grow up. Who wouldn't want a shot at that?
Well, you know something? I made such a hash of the first one, I think I'll keep the problems I have.
Be handy.
You know what I mean?
But anyway, so it's a brand new comedy. It's going to hit cinemas officially from the 12th of April, okay? So next Friday, is that right? Yeah, next Friday it'll officially hit cinemas. But we've the chance for you to see it first, because we have a special premiere of it.
We do.
We've got 30 pairs of tickets to a special preview screening of Little in the Odeon Point Village, which is right beside us here.
It's a great spot.
On Wednesday the 10th of April.
It's Ireland's greatest cinema, because nobody knows it's there.
Yeah.
It's so hidden on the top of that shopping centre. It's brilliant. Like, I love sneaking in there for a movie. I do.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. Like,
I'm trying to think. Well, I've never actually seen a movie.
It's brilliant.
I know we did the preview
Captain
screening
Underpants.
Captain Underpants.
Yeah,
there.
And you got in the huff because he looked like you, remember?
Shut up, right? He didn't look like me. You were the one wearing the shorts anyway.
That was terrible. I forgot to bring me. Oh my God, yeah. Oh yeah, that was a bit of an accident. I turned up my gym gear. I forgot to bring the gym bag, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was fair.
Yeah, I let people down. Talk about turning up, yeah.
Mind you, he did actually look like me now that you mentioned it. Anyway, we've got these 30 pairs of tickets, right, for this special preview screening of Little. As I say, Wednesday, 10th of April in the Odeon. There's a few nibbles and a little drinky poo and all that sort of stuff. 7:30 it starts. And very easy to get involved. If you want to give yourself the chance to be selected, Magic Mike is going to select a whole load of these. And basically what we want to know is what you miss from when you were little.
Yeah.
So basically from your childhood, okay, not going as far back as PJ did.
I don't know.
When he said he missed being able to go to the loo in his own trousers.
This is one of these terms and conditions applies thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. We'd rather, you know, maybe some other childhood memories. But whatever floats your boat.
Getting pushed to work in a pram wouldn't be bad.
It's just, yeah. Okay, I'm with you on that one. That one I'll allow.
You know what I mean? I'd be into that. You'd look a bit weird now. You'd be getting certain looks and stuff, but I'd take it.
So whatever it is you kind of miss from your childhood, what it is you miss about being, you know, I suppose, not being able to do now that you're not little anymore.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. The things that were
get me all
that were great about being little.
Yeah. Although it's being little now is very different to being little back then.
Yeah.
No, now, being little back then was I miss being out of the house all day long, wandering around the neighbourhood.
Aimlessly.
Wondering who I'd meet and where I'd end up. Now it's I miss getting driven everywhere and,
a big Jeep.
I'm living like a Hollywood celebrity with a chauffeur and two security guards.
Anyway, whatever it is for you, let us know. 087-188-0008. If you just WhatsApp the word little and then your details, what it is you miss from being little, we'll stick you in with a chance to win one of these 30 pairs of tickets to this special preview screening on the 10th of April. It's a Wednesday at Odeon Point Village. 7:30 sharp is when the movie itself is shown. You can arrive from 6:30 for a little bit of a little bit of a soiree, drinks and nibbles.
Yeah, why not get there early?
So 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy having a good
kids.
Nice one, thanks a million, John. Almost 8:25. We've had nearly a week of this. It's a brand new hit bit, as I say. We launched it around about this time last Friday, so nearly a week of it done. What is it, though? Any ideas?
No idea. Well, actually, yes, I do have an idea. Beg your pardon. Mm. Yeah, there is something ringing around my head. But 540 quid is what we have for you today. If you can tell us what it is on the new hit bit. What bit of a hit? I is the classic
John,
hit bit?
Must get John to put that in the news, actually. PJ Gallagher has an idea. Good tune, The Cardigans, my favourite game here at Classic Hits. If you're having a go at our game, the hit bits on the way very shortly. 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess on the text, okay?
No.
Don't give us your guess because
no
you can't
to.
Win that way.
No, just give us your name and that you want, whereabouts you are and that you want to play hit bit. We'll know from that and then we'll hopefully get you on. Hopefully give you 540 quid.
Absolutely. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Now, of course, everybody who listens to the show knows that PJ is a devoted dog lover, okay? But it's a different animal.
I'm not
it's occupying your thoughts.
It is
today.
A different animal.
Now, are you anti-cat?
No, I love cats.
Do you?
I do. I do love cats. Yeah, I was thinking about getting a cat.
See what you're doing there.
No, love I cats. Do love cats. I do, yeah.
Love cats.
Yeah.
I love a little cat in the house as well. But my dogs are going crazy, they would.
Yeah, I'd love a little cat.
Because, you know, because is there that thing? Does that thing exist? Can you be like, are there dog people who don't like cats or cat people who don't like
loads,
dogs?
Yeah, there's a lot
are
of them,
there really?
Yeah, you know Rory Cowan? Me and Rory Cowan were up for a show on RTE once where we'd be sort of doing, you know, going to an animal shelter like the DSPCA or something. And I'd be doing the dog side and he'd be doing the cat side because he's a big cat person, not mad about dogs.
Right.
And I'm obviously a big dog person. I do love cats though. It's just they're always going to be second string to those to the pooches.
Right.
Always. Never
but it's a cat
love.
Story you got for us today, yeah?
Yeah, so this is Japanese scientists, right? One guy in particular, Dr. Atsuko Saito of Sophia University in Tokyo said there is evidence that cats can actually attach meaning to our words as well as dogs. So they're,
we're like, getting back into the speaking bit.
Well, I don't... What do you mean? Like talking? No, you maniac. It's not like the cat sitting there. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just not into it. No, it's not that.
Ah, God.
No, it's like they have this... So they're saying cats may be able to distinguish words, particularly their name, which has never been proven before because we don't know if they're listening or if they just don't care,
yeah.
Right? So they've done a lot of work on this. So in 4 experiments with 16 to 34 cats, each cat, he heard this recording, that slowly recited a list of 4 nouns... to other cats, right? So it could be any, like, you know, table, monkey, tractor, pussy, right? And then when the cat heard its name,
right,
then the cat was starting to change, starting to become more alert. And they started to realise, okay, cats can identify their names, right?
Yeah.
So they've started to realise cats can differentiate just like dogs can. Probably they just don't care what we're saying. Whereas dogs are constantly looking at us going, please tell me what you want to know. I want to do. I want to do everything for you. I'm trying to figure everything out. And they've all these words and they can learn up to hundreds of words if they're well trained enough.
Have they proved that dogs can do it, yeah?
Oh, of course.
Right. So they're only getting around to cats now.
Has he ever met a dog? Has he ever met a dog? Have they proved? Have you ever called a dog and he's come to you?
Of course.
For the love of God, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, I mean, what sometimes, I don't know what we're walking with here. And Jim's out there calling birds. Yeah, sparrow, want some bread? The point is talking. So yeah, dogs,
so
of course,
what
we can train dogs. We have highly
cats
trained
are catching
dogs.
Up, isn't
drugs,
it?
The dogs can find drugs, they can find people, they can, of course, drive cars. You see the dog that can drive the car in New Zealand? They got a rescue dog and told him how to drive.
Absolutely.
They did, yeah, it's amazing.
That's
see,
great.
No, sometimes you're really, it's like playing squash. It's just trying to beat a wall at a game. And then now they're seeing the cats probably can differentiate. They just don't really care in the same way,
right?
But they can differentiate.
They're just a bit. They're cool cats.
They're cool cats.
They
yeah.
just really kind of yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah.
Send the dog to get it, will you?
Send the yeah. Essentially, that seems to be it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they do, but they do know that we know their names. So they but and then they said another scientist. He's done his own research on. He goes, well, it's not so much they know their name, right? But they do get this. They become alert to one sound may give them rewards, right? So they hear like, I don't know, what would you call that? Cat. They always have mad names like Princess Victoria or something, right? And you're like, Princess Victoria? And the cat be like, oh yeah, well, I've heard that before.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's my name.
Normally means I get fed.
Normally means I get fed. Or normally means I get a good old rub. Or maybe it means something bad to the cat. Maybe they hear like, oh, that's last time I answered to Princess Victoria. I ended up getting an injection.
It's like you if know. I ever call Patrick Joseph.
Yeah, I know I was. Yeah, that's my cat name.
You're in serious.
I'm in trouble. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like when your ma uses
Patrick
your first
Joseph,
and second name.
Have you? Did you do that on the carpet?
No. No.
Are you sure you didn't do that in the carpet?
It was the dog.
You were the only one in here.
No, a bat came in.
Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, so they do think that, but of course they'll never be the same as dogs. So one thing we know for definite is they'll never be as responsive to us as dogs. They'll never be our best friend in the way that a dog is. They'll never spend their time trying to work out how to help us and make us happy.
Cats as the evil genius. Maybe it's because they've been associated with evil geniuses for so long, because they're always an evil genius always strokes a cat.
Yeah, I know. But cats don't.
So you kind of do sort of suspect that cats might be their guy. Yes. They think I don't understand what they're saying, but in actual fact, I'll be plotting
but
their
downfall. But that is what they're
like. I'll be plotting their downfall.
But that is what they're like. You know, when you come home and your dog is like, oh my God, I missed you so much. It was amazing. I can't believe you were gone for so long. I thought you were never going to come back. I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy to see you. And you walk in, your cat takes a look at you and goes, yeah, was a.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having
Did you bring anything?
I'm having
back
a smoke
me?
On the balcony if you're looking for me. That's your cat. Your cat doesn't care.
Call me when dinner's ready, otherwise leave me alone. I'm not to be disturbed.
Pretty much, and then you just sit down and start licking their nads in front of the showing you what you're like, what do you have to do that there? Your cat's like, yeah. Like dogs don't do that.
Yeah, dogs do that. The difference is they'd be going, look what I found, look what I found.
No, dogs do it because they're itchy. Cats do it just to show their dominance. That's the difference.
And why do you do it?
Because I'm on my own. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hip it. Woo! I think my timing was slightly off this morning, but that'll do. It doesn't matter.
You're going to have to add a little bit to your hit bit bit. You know what I mean? The way you used to with Who the Man, you used to drag it on a bit.
I'll have to, yeah.
You'll have to come up with it.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to work on something different every day. How about that?
Excellent.
There's something for Jim not to look forward to. So it's 540 quid. That's what we have today on the hit bit. And it is all yours, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is this. It is the classic hit bit. And James Kingston in Cork is going to have a go first. How are you, James?
How's it going, lads?
Not so bad.
James?
How are you? What's the crack with you?
Good, good. Just getting ready there for work. Heading out the door.
All good stuff. Any weekend plans for you?
Nothing yet. Might go to the Munster again later.
All right, Now, me not being the biggest ruggedy ball aficionado, who are they playing, James?
I'm actually forgetting.
All right, yeah, thank God it's not. Yeah. I'm not the only one.
I'm not the biggest fan in the world either.
I'll be honest with you, James. You've just made me feel an awful lot better. I'll be honest with you.
That worked out well, PJ.
It did.
That worked out well.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Now, let's me try and do something for you. What do you reckon? What is the hit bit, you reckon?
The Let's Dance by David Bowie.
David Bowie, Let's Dance. Right, what do you reckon, Mike?
Big 80s classic, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. Great tune as well. Do you know how I feel coming up with these puns? Under pressure.
Bring back Who's the Man.
He literally completely ignored the guest and took a pun from something
completely different.
Oh, that would be happening a lot.
I take it that's not right then.
Oh, it's not right, no.
Oh, God. Sorry about that, James. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, happy Friday James. Then. Cheers, man. Take care.
See you later, boss. Take care. Right, so it's Dez in Dublin. How are you, Dez?
How are you, lad? How's it going?
Oh, good. You?
Great, yeah, great. Thanks.
What's the story for the weekend? What are your plans? Anything exciting?
The usual round of dragging the children to various
What a brilliant description of parenthood.
Yeah, at least you sound...
the usual round of dragging the kids everywhere they want to go.
He actually sounded exhausted for Sunday already.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well... sorry to hear that, Des, but anyway.
Maybe we'll try and give you a few quid to treat yourself at some stage.
It's better than I make it sound.
No worries, Des. What do you reckon? What is the hit bit?
My guess is CNC Music Factory is going to make you sweat. Everybody dance now.
Oh, everybody dance now. Yeah, the Music Factory, right.
That's a good Friday tune, actually.
It is, actually. What do you reckon, Mike?
Do you know what? This really is one of those things that make you go, It's wrong. I enjoy that more than everyone else.
Yeah, probably.
I actually enjoy that one now. I was with you on that one.
All right, Dez, best of luck with the weekend. Thanks, I hope you make it through, buddy. Happy Friday. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Guys, try and get a nap and work if you can.
Right, so it's not CNC Music Factory.
And it's not David Bowie Under Pressure. Oh, no, Under Pressure was what he did. It's getting so confusing. David Bowie, whatever the one that David Bowie said. 20 to 5, you get a shot with Damien Farrelly. Of course, he'll be only too happy to play along with you. And it'll still be 540 quid.
Yeah, and check it out on classichits.ie, by the way, if you want to listen to the hit bit as often as you like. Yeah, the late, great Freddie Mercury, Living on My Own, here are classic hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. A couple of things. Hi, PJ and Jim. Can you please wish my husband, Bren, a very happy 57th birthday today? And that's have a great day from Maeve, Alan and Ryan. So, Bren, happy 57th birthday to you.
Happy 57th.
And a big shout out to my two sons travelling to Krakow this morning. Barry Stagg, apparently it is.
Oh, well, have a great time there.
Have a cracking weekend, and they've spelled it with a K.
Oh, yeah, of course they did, yeah.
Hey, but that's all I know. It's Barry Stagg, and it's this person's two sons that are going. That's the full extent of the information. Yeah, so whoever you are,
enjoy. Have a great one. Enjoy yourselves. You were saying a happy anniversary there. By the way, if it is your anniversary, if you are married, remember not to give too much of yourself away. It's great to support your other half.
Right.
Right? But don't give them too much of yourself. Like, you know, you can show support and then you can cut your nose off to spite your face, right? So this woman, she's 94 years old. Audrey Prudence is her name. What a name that is.
Prudence. That's
one. Audrey Prudence, yeah. That's one of those, you know, you can tell her accent straight away, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you literally can.
And probably her job.
Yeah, well, I don't know what her job is, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, you know, she's one of those. She's like, hello, and now she's going to speak like that. Audrey Prudence. Well, her, she's a great granny now, right? 94 years old. And her and her husband, they made a deal together, a pact. Never to ever eat Italian food, no matter what happens.
Why? Because Italian food is some of the best.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not that. It's not about that, though, is it, Jim? It's a point of principle. You deft, silly old petty. So they were. He joined the British Army when he was 18, and he was captured by the Germans in North Africa in 1942.
Of course he was, because if his surname is Prudence, my God, of course he'd have had to have been in the army and captured by the dreaded Hun.
By Jerry's. So the Jerry's had him for a while, right?
Right.
And he says he was treated quite well by the Jerry's for 2.5 years.
But they force-fed him Italian
and
food.
No, they didn't force-feed him Italian food.
I'm just curious where this is going.
If you stopped being all Italian about this and let me do some of the talking.
Because PJ never gets a word.
Never gets a word in this show. So they've treated him pretty well, right? 2.5 years. And so that means that the couple, they grew up and they've no problem with German food, right? Even though he was held there, no problem with German food. But they slowly became, well, he was then sent under Italian rule. I don't know why, but he ended up in an Italian camp after that, right? And they treated him deplorably when he was in the Italian camp. Deplorably he was treated by the Italians. So the Germans looked after him, but those bloody Italians had no manners and treated him like he was some sort of common criminal. He wasn't treated like a prisoner of war by any stretch of the imagination. So the two of them made a vow together never to ever eat Italian food because of his treatment in the prisoner of war camp.
Wow.
He died 10 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily that the Italian nation would have felt the brunt of that, but
I don't think they really understand how Italian food works.
Yeah.
Four-star pizza down the road is
probably isn't.
As Italian. I mean,
as you pointed out, spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti pizzas, hoops, man.
Yeah.
Are more Italian than your local four-star pizza. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago he died. Eventually, her family says, would you not try a bit of pizza? Would you just have a bit?
Yeah. For a start, it's American. It's not even Italian.
Yeah. So she had a nibble, right?
Right.
Now, her family are obviously sick and weird because they gave her a Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, pineapple.
Yeah, but she loves it. And she loves it so much now she can't stop herself. She's gone mad. She's catching up in the last 94 years. She's gobbling pizza like she's in an ad for Dalmio sauce. She's gone mad on herself, yeah.
And has she gone the full hog and had, like, you know, pasta as well and...
It doesn't really say. She's sticking to the pizza. I think it would be a betrayal too far, you know, if she was to start nibbling pastas and go for the mozzarella buffalo salads.
I draw the line of tortellini.
Yeah, linguine and tortellini. You can keep them. Keep them.
They even sound too Italian.
They sound too. She wouldn't even be asking. Never mind your penne arrabbiata.
Oh,
no
my
way.
God.
None of
get
that
out
carry
of
on.
It, yeah.
But she's gone mad on the pizza. She's gone mad on the pizza. And she suffered a stroke last year.
Oh,
and
dear.
Her granddaughter said, you know, how are you? And she goes, well, this is it now. And this is how I want it to end. And she ordered another pizza. So she literally, she's so mad on
this
pizza.
This is how I want it to end.
Yeah, with a pizza in one
get
hand.
Get me a pizza.
The picture of her husband in one hand. And the pizza in the other hand. She's decided this is the way she wants to go. So she's caught. She's catching up big time. And fair play to her, 94 years old.
Yeah, you're entitled to a pizza then.
If you've still got your delf, you've got a loving family.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You still have the constitution to get through 5,000 calories and carbohydrate.
Absolutely.
Well, then you knock yourself out.
And a cheesy crust.
Yeah, cheesy crust. The war's long over. It's nearly 100
years.
Let it go. Nearly 100 years old she is. The woman can choose what she wants to eat. I'm sure her husband up there, Mr. Prudence, or Sergeant Prudence, or Major, Sergeant Major Prudence, whatever he calls himself, would at least look down with a forgiving eye. You would imagine.
I don't know now. Stiff upper lip and all that, you know. Can't believe you gave in.
Be amazing if she goes, finally goes through the big golden gates of heaven. Gets through. And even she's walking through and all the German lads are waving at her with the left hand, just in case they get the wrong idea. And they're all waving at her. And then she meets her husband. She goes, hello. And he's like, Audrey, you absolute cad. You made a fool of me in front of all these Italians. And they won't talk to her anymore.
I'd say there's more chance that she'll arrive up in heaven or whatever. She'll meet him and he'll go, I don't suppose you brought a Domino's with you by any chance, did you?
The Italians haven't stopped talking about them.
Apparently we've been missing out. They're bloody delicious.
Wait till you try the lasagna, Audrey. I mean, we're in heaven after all.
Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a feeling. Happy Friday, folks. Almost 20 past 8 on this Friday, 5th of April. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Just Rebecca's been on after that story about your, you know, your friend who refused to eat Italian food.
Yeah.
What's her name? Audrey.
Audrey Prudence.
Prudence, yes. Finally given in. Rebecca just reminded us, she said, it's like the Thierry Henry thing. Remember when he did handball, the famous handball?
Will I ever forget?
She says, people were calling for a boycott of Cuisine de France.
I know.
Which is an Irish company.
An Irish company. I know. I remember that. Thank you for reminding me about that. That was so ridiculous. Yeah.
Bizarre.
I know all the builders giving up eating the crispy rolls in case they were supporting the French. Yeah.
Oh, very dirty.
Oh, that was great.
And there's also, there was a photograph in there. Now I'm out there losing it again. Have I lost it again? Oh, no. There was a photograph that somebody had sent in specifically for you. Because I'll find it and I'll show it to you. But anyway, somebody had sent it in specifically for you because they'd heard the after show. Hang on. There it is. They'd watch the after show. I won't give you too many details, but if you want to check it out, we did it yesterday, the after show. You can find it on Facebook, as always, if you want to watch it. And if you just want to listen to it, well, wherever you get your podcasts, you'll be able to find
it. It's everywhere. It's on Podbean, iTunes, the whole lot, yeah.
But, it's Brian, Trucker Brian.
I see it there now, yeah.
Sent this in.
He's very much having a go.
Do you want to read the little caption there?
When you fart in the aisle at the store and you walk away hearing the screams of your victims, and it's essentially... That's sort of a version of like a Thomas the Tank Engine, but it's a plane flying over a city on fire. I know what you mean.
It'll give you a little indication of the general content.
Tone, the general tone of the after show. And that's it now. That's enough talk about that.
It is.
I think we're going to have to change the subject a little bit. I do go on. I swear to God, I'm treating Jim McCabe like a proctologist these days. It's not fair. I need to have better manners.
If you'd like to check it out for yourself, and I strongly advise you do, it's on Facebook and wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, quick reminder, we're here tomorrow morning as well, just while we're on the subject. The old CSI Saturday, PJ and Jim CSI Saturday tomorrow morning from 9.
Yeah, of course.
A little weekend fix.
It's brilliant, yeah. I'm forever thankful that Jim McCabe has given me an extra day in here. Forever thankful.
Thanks a million, John. 8:32. Right, final day today of the Breakfast Table Quiz, and we are looking for... The Deadly Dozen.
Because the Deadly Dozen.
12 correct answers. That's what it is. It's that straightforward. 12 correct answers and you win.
That's it. It's all yours. 11 to score to beat. So give us a shout now for the Breakfast Table Quiz. 087-188-0008. It could be yours. You could win it by a nose on the weekend of the Grand National.
Exactly.
Take it on the final furlong.
Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim's just leaving 25 to 9. We've got the Breakfast Table Quiz on the way, as I say. We're looking for the Deadly Dozen to win it today. And as PJ said, of course, with the Grand National happening tomorrow, we're looking for you to win it by a nose. Literally, 12 will be enough to scoop it away from somebody else.
Yeah, nice will you?
Family break.
It's all yours if you get give us a shout. 087-188-0008 if you fancy being our Grand National winner this week.
Yeah, somebody was texting in earlier on. I think it was Derek and Swords was wondering about whether or not we'd be going to give tips for the Grand National tomorrow.
Well, because we've had a bad run of it. Let's be honest,
disastrous Cheltenham.
Yeah, like we had Ken Doherty on. Now I know some people are thinking. So you were having horse racing tips for Cheltenham from a snooker player. Yeah. Mm. But he is a snooker player that loves horse racing, and also he's one of the nicest fellas you'd ever meet.
Exactly. And very entertaining.
So we thought we'd run with that. It didn't really pay off a lot for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
We haven't had any. I mean, Simon Delaney we've had before that. That didn't go well.
Didn't go well.
Our tipsters are pretty awful.
But yeah. And now I was thinking, my ma'd be great, but she won't come on the radio. That's the only thing. So I don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to have a bash at it and go at it ourselves. I wonder if there's any experts out there who would like to help us out themselves.
Yeah,
if there's anyone
means.
That has... Although there's no such thing as a tip in the Grand National, is there? Like, the Grand National is just a complete and utter horsey lottery,
yeah,
isn't it?
Stick a pin in it, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
Magic
so.
Magic Mike is currently looking at the names out there. By the way, speaking of names, do you want to know your horse race name? Do you want to know your horse race name?
I found out a great fact this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, over half of adults when betting on the Aintree Grand National choose the horse by the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as good a reason as any.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
In the Grand National.
Why
it is.
Not? Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, listen, do you want to know your horse race name?
This is
a little bit awkward for the radio because there is a visual element to this that you will have to choose, right?
Oh.
Okay, so here, you'll have to look at this.
Come
for a second, right? And just pick which of those is your favourite colour. Okay, so basically it's a wheel with a load of different colours on it and there's words on each of the colours. So what's your favourite colour?
I like that sort of magenta.
Right, okay. So that's so the word that goes that colour is adorable. Okay? So then your birthday month, April, so adorable, fluffy. And the one that goes with the letter of your name, Flyer. Adorable, fluffy Flyer.
Oh, I tell you, if anything ever suited
PJ
me
Gallagher's
more.
Race name, horse
that's
race name.
That's
a good
not
one.
Bad.
Yeah. Adorable, fluffy Flyer. I could live with that.
Adorable. That's one of the better things that's ever worked out for
I know normally, what was my superhero name? Was something like the Dead Arrow or something like that, or the Flat
Omega
Arrow.
Omega Arrow.
Omega Arrow.
The Vitamins, don't forget.
What's your favourite colour,
Mike?
Blue for Dublin.
Yeah, but what sort of blue? Like a dark blue, a light blue, or
Sort of a light blue.
Yeah, there's actually quite a light blue. Is there a light blue?
Sky blue.
Yeah, see, what would you go now for? I mean, I'd regard that as sort of greeny, or there's that's a proper blue.
Oh, I'd go with that one there.
Would you? Okay, yeah. Right. So Brave, Mike.
Okay.
Brave is the start.
Yeah, I like
your
that.
Birth month is?
September,
of course, so that's silver. Brave Silver, this is going well so far. Brave Silver Hero.
Come on.
Oh, for God's sake. How is his horse better than my superhero?
That's true, actually. Yeah.
That's Brave ridiculous.
Brave
Silver
Hero. What about you, Jim?
What did I end up... I'd kind of... Right, I tell you, I'll go Red. Oh, for God's sake. Little.
Yeah.
Straight away. Straight away, it's off to a bad start.
Get the noseband on him.
Oh, for God's sake. It gets gray. Worse. Little Jumpy. Jumpy. Little Jumpy. And where's the J bit here now? How's it? Little Jumpy Agent.
Little Jumpy Agent.
Little Jumpy Jim would have been better.
Little Jumpy Jim.
Little Jumpy Agent is my horse race name.
It kind of suits him.
Yeah.
Doesn't
little
it?
What's that?
It
not
does.
Little
it
Jumpy anything.
It doesn't really. I don't know why it's kind of suits him.
Adorable Fluffy Flyer.
Suits me
is
too.
Slagging off.
Hey. I think it suits me.
Little
I like
Jumpy Agent.
Little Jumpy Jim. And then, of course, the superhero flying pants out there, whatever
exactly.
The hell he's called. Yeah,
Mike always comes out with this
comes
stuff.
Comes out
really
all right,
well.
Doesn't he? It's no wonder he likes playing
anyway,
these
anyway, have
games.
You found us a winner, Mike?
Well, I'm just looking at the names here.
Right.
I've got a decent one here now for PJ's love of maybe afternoon tea, something like that. There's tea for two.
Oh, very good.
What about Maldini?
Maldini, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, as in the footballer.
Like the AC Milan footballer.
Exactly,
what
yeah.
What sort of quizzes on him? Because I'll try and give it to charity.
I don't know. It doesn't tell me here. It just gives me the names.
Right,
and then
okay.
There's Captain Redbeard as well, which I kind of fancy because of the name.
Captain Redbeard. Which is kind of, that's actually sort of appropriate for you. You've got a touch of ginge going on there in that mustache.
What are you talking
you
about?
Do, actually.
This is,
what?
That's kind of yeah. That might be a goer for you, PJ.
What are you talking? There's no ginge in me.
I'm just there, yeah, look. It's kind of like a sort
I
of
grow
a,
green before I grow ginge. The stadius. You should be ashamed yourselves.
Anyway, if anybody wants to, you know, lash in a suggestion for the Grand National that maybe we could put, as PJ said, a few bob for charity on or whatever.
This Captain Redbeard 50-1 for Captain Redbeard.
Somebody takes in say Maldini's a non-runner. Well done on that, Mike.
Oh,
that was
he's a non-runner there. Yeah. Anyway.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. Final chance to get the family away. A two-night family break this Easter is what we have for you. And you can choose any of the Maldron or Clayton hotels in Galway. Go along, enjoy breakfast each morning, dinner on an evening of your choice, complimentary access to crafty kids club activities, and of course a family ticket to Galway Atlantiquaria.
Atlantiquaria.
The star of the show. Fantastic stuff. Large, spacious rooms, choice of family-friendly dining, all that sort of stuff. You can check them out in any of the Maldron or Clayton hotels in Galway, making Galway an absolute must for a family break this Easter.
And will it be won by a nose today? 12 is what we need to take it. 11 to score to beat the course. And Paddy Quinn is in Dublin. He's going to have a go. How are you, Paddy?
Morning, TJ. How's it going?
Not bad, Paddy. How's things with you? Any weekend plans?
No. Just a football match with the kids. Something too exciting.
Will you have an ill go at the National when it's on?
No, probably not.
No, not your team.
I've only left from Cheltenham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably put the, probably back yeah. air stuff. You'd have no money left after backing air stuff anyway, that's for sure. Right, listen, Paddy, hopefully today is going to be your day. It's going to turn into a happy Friday for you. We just need 12. If you can get the dozen, the prize is yours. Simple as that, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Fingers crossed, your man. Best of luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
In the children's book, what did the Grinch steal?
Christmas.
What is the name of the 1990 film starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore?
Ghost.
Which brothers made the first powered aeroplane flight in 1903?
Pass.
Is the Wright brothers. Who sang the theme tune to the 1997 film Titanic?
Celine Dion.
Which North American aviation company created the 747 jumbo jet?
Boeing.
In which part of the body are the pectoral muscles?
Stomach.
It's the chest. Which is the third colour of the Jamaican flag along with green and black?
Yellow.
The spice cinnamon is obtained from what part of the cinnamon tree?
Pass.
The bark. Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich bought what English football club?
Chelsea.
Which TV sitcom was set on Craggy Island?
Ted.
Yeah, which country lies between Nicaragua and Panama?
Uruguay.
It's Costa Rica. What fungus is used to make beer?
Pass.
Yeast. What A is the therapeutic use of plant oils?
Aromatherapy.
Yeah, what is the name of the 1970s duo formed by Karen and Richard Carpenter?
Yeah,
that's the way. The Carpenters will take the Carpenters, yeah. That's you snuck in at the end. I was trying to get one in for you.
Right, was it enough? That's the question. Let's go. Here's the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nine. Pretty good score, Paddy, in fairness.
It sounded like more when we were doing it.
I thought he was there or thereabouts.
Yeah, I think it was 12 myself.
Anyway, listen, it was a brave effort, Paddy. Thanks for having a go. Listen, take care of yourself. Have a good weekend, man.
Thanks,
cheers. See you, Paddy. Good luck. Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, let me just do a double. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
For some reason, it sounded like more.
I thought he was there or thereabouts, honestly, yeah. But there you go, 12 to score. That's been won. So, Eileen McCabe, from Wednesday, she's the winner. Well done, Eileen. Fair play to you.
Off to choose either the Maldron or Clayton Hotels in Galway and enjoy a fantastic Easter break with the entire family. And by the way, when you go, will you find out what Galway Atlantic Aquaria is?
Yeah,
come back and tell us.
And let Jim know and leave me in dreamland. I'm happy not knowing.
You don't want to know?
No, I don't want to know. In my head, it's this amazing, fantastical sort of wonderland of a place.
Yeah, but what
it's where Dumbo lives.
What happens if in reality it is?
Well, then, I'm still better off in my imagination.
We could send you there.
You're trying to get rid of me all morning. What's going on?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you something.
Just trying to give you a treat since you were complaining about, you know, feeling a bit down with your snuffly nose.
I'm very sick, Jim. Very sick. Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks for telling the people again.
You could go and live under the sea for a while.
Well, if you're being nice about it, yeah. If you're going to send me off with whoever the winner is, if you're going to get me a spa treatment and a nice afternoon tea.
I wouldn't inflict on Eileen, but I mean, you could go.
Unbelievable. Can't do anything right around here. I swear to God. Mike, I'm reporting him. Who do I report? I'm reporting to you. You don't care about me either.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Classic hits.
Now, if you can just hold it together for another little while, we'll get through CSI.
We will do, yeah. I'll soldier on like I did yesterday.
Go back to the 80s when you were young and healthy and all.
Even though I'm slightly more sneezy, yeah. Better time. A better time. You're right, Jim.